This episode of Country Squire Radio is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum and thispipelife.com. We thank them for their support of this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo. Good evening, man.
Man, good evening to you. How are you doing today?
You can't even ask me that with a straight face. You look at me. You know, I've got a Santa Claus hat on tonight, but I think I should be dressed as the Grinch, man. I mean, I got the crud.
Yeah.
It's been a tough few days here. Freaking even had to shut the shop down for a couple hours Monday morning. It was difficult.
It was the first time in the history of the shop. Or not?
Yeah, probably not.
It was the first time in the history of that week.
Of that week?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, if you're watching live tonight, you'll notice Bo's standing another inch or two extra away from me tonight. Everything I've touched, he's doused with Lysol.
Right.
You know, but...
A little risky.
No, it's terrible, man. I woke up... I guess it was Saturday night. I was feeling kind of queasy, and then Sunday morning... even Saturday night, I think my fever got up to 102, and... Man, we just been trucking along. I'm almost convinced that the FDA put something in my Cheerios, like spiked them or something.
Just to shut you down.
Yeah, I think they're gunning for us. You know what I mean? They know we're the voice of the pipe world, and they're concerned about
the Christmas special,
about the Christmas special, and about what we're doing here at Country Squire Radio. And so, I just want to tell our friends at the FDA, you it's going to take a little more to bring me down.
That's right. That's right.
So,
what's the whole thing?
They're going to come shut our podcast down next week.
but Captain America was like, you know, if you die, walk it off, you know, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly.
We're not going nowhere.
Yeah, man. But we're here and we sound a little raspy, but we're doing good. You know, it's funny. You're getting sick all the time.
I know.
And, like, I never get sick. Like, I'm the guy that, like, you know, when I get sick, it's not like I live a healthy lifestyle. I eat junk all the time. You should ask my fiance. I mean, I eat just the most terrible stuff. I never sleep. And when I do eat, it's like once a day.
Yeah.
I can't tell you last time I exercised. Like, I'm around, you know, a pipe and cigar smoke all day. And
fresh air is a thing in the past.
I'm literally an adult babysitter. Like, that is my job description. And, like, I never get sick, but for whatever reason, it caught up with me. So, here we are. And you know, we're just trying to make a go of it. But
no, man, you sound good.
But things are okay.
And the great thing is,
we're going to make it.
You say that you don't live healthily, but I'm telling you, man, with your current look, you got the Santa Claus hat on. You look like a much younger, healthier Santa Claus. So, I think you're doing
younger and healthier.
Well,
like before his beard turned gray
and maybe he
got type 2 or something.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Pre-diabetes Santa. That's where you're at, my friend. This is a great, great episode. We've got a lot of fun things planned tonight. Now, of course, I just want to make mention of this because, last week, Star Wars came out and you have not seen this.
Yeah, don't tell anything about it.
No. I will not tell anything about it. Although I will say, go see it to everybody. Go see it.
Yeah, we're going
to
go see it. At some point. I've got to be where I can be around, you know, people in mass quantities again. But yeah,
that's true. You don't want to pollute. In fact, actually,
I'm patient zero.
My wife, this is true. My wife went to go see it this tonight. While actually, she called me right before we went live and told me that they were actually sold out tonight, and it's like a Tuesday night.
Oh, really?
Sold out. Yeah. So wow. I mean, when you get a chance, it's a divisive episode because of course every single movie
sure.
is an episode.
Yeah, shit movie.
But man, some big things happen. You got to see it.
That's great.
That's all I'm going to say. Also, things that you got to do this Thursday. Of this week is the Country Squire Radio, or I'm sorry, Country Squire Christmas Party.
That's right. Right here at the Country Squire. By then, I will be fully recovered.
Let's hope so.
I'm actually, almost there now, for the most part.
Come for the pipe smoke, leave with the flu.
Exactly. We're really excited. Going to have a great turnout by all indications on Thursday night. So 6 p.m. until y'all come. Hang out if you're in the area or feel like driving a couple hours if you're just out outside of Jackson, we'd love to have you. So potluck and everyone come be ready to smoke and drink and carry on. It's funny, at this point we just need to be honest about our motives. Like, you know, we throw these of course this is a Christmas party, so we are celebrating Christmas and we're celebrating our community and friends, but you know, we just look for any excuse to sit around, drink brown water, and, yeah. and smoke a pipe.
That's just what it all comes down to.
That's what we're doing. Yeah. So I'm thrilled we'll be able to do that again Thursday night, and it's really exciting.
Oh, it's always a highlight. This is the first year that I won't be able to attend because we'll actually be in Memphis. My wife and I kind of get away whenever my in-laws come into town, and so that seems to be where we found ourselves this particular year. But I want to see pictures. I want to hear good stories. And
yeah, I know a lot of folks will be disappointed because we won't be live streaming it or whatever.
I know. Normally, whenever we do events, I like to do the live
thing
streaming.
Is like the couple times I've tried to do that before, I just don't have your presence. You know what I mean? Like I don't have the ability to walk up to people and be like, so what are you smoking? And you know, tell me about life, what brought you here tonight, and all this kind of stuff. And you're just like, you know, I always say this about our relationship. Like, you know, if it were all up to you, like, you would talk to everyone, and everyone would be like, oh my gosh, those guys are overbearing. And if it were all up to me, we would do literally nothing.
I was going to say, you know,
we make a good balance. That's what I'm saying.
You're a nice and kind person that gives people their personal space. I'm just very invasive.
Well, no, you're a true extrovert. And yeah. I'm the one that, you know, almost vomits out of nervousness every Monday night before we do Country Squire Radio.
Oh, man. I'm an extrovert with a mic in my hand, and that is where I find myself tonight. Of course, man, you know, aside from the great festivities that are coming up, we also have the coming up here at the new year. Now, I want to go ahead and let people know. So we've got this episode coming out this week, our Christmas special coming out this week. Next week, we've got a special interview coming your way. Stay tuned till the end of the show to learn a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
But then the following week, we will be in the new year and doing something we've never done before, which is...
I'm excited about this.
This is going to be great. Yeah. It's a best of episode where we are doing the best of 2017 with a lot of different categories.
Yeah, it's a review, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm thrilled.
So we're looking at best of for 10 tobaccos, for blended tobaccos, for tobacconists, though John David is not, he's taking himself out of the running. And we're looking for your suggestions. If you go to CountrySquireRadio.com, if you go to our Facebook page, rather, you'll see the Facebook post there asking for you guys to submit them in and the individual categories. We've also got that up on our Patreon page for those that are patrons as well. It's a really easy way to do it. So send in those in, and we will be announcing the best of 2017 at the top of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, man, tonight we're doing something really special. So we have been, like, literally for a year now, we've been kind of building up to this moment, which is the Custom Cob Competition.
That's right. That's right.
And so
we've been talking about doing this for a while, and man, I think we were both a little nervous when we put it out there, like, are people going to participate? I know people love, you know, Missouri Meerschaums and love to decorate them and modify them and things like that. But are people going to come through on a competition like this? And frankly, y'all did in spades. I mean, it was really something.
So here we are to kind of kick off the Christmas special. We're going to go through these pipes that were actually sent in from folks around, I'm going to guess, the world, although I don't know. And I want to be very clear about this. The way that this process worked is that the pipes were sent into the Country Squire.
That's right.
You know, we told people, of course, we will be giving away a trophy, which our live viewers can now see, this beautiful gilded pipe.
Isn't that something?
It's gorgeous.
I think before we send that out, maybe we'll do a little calligraphy work
on it. A little calligraphy work will be on it as well.
Just make sure, that person feels really noted. And trust me, this is not one of those gilded things that you're going to want to melt down and take to the pawn shop.
No.
This will be for your man cave.
It's a lifelong it's a lifelong treasure. But see, here's the beauty of it. So of course we are giving away a trophy to the
fantastic
winner that we're going to announce tonight. And then afterwards, we'll have more details to follow, but each pipe is going to be auctioned off with all the proceeds going to the Ronald McDonald House. Now, of course, the Ronald McDonald House is a great organization that helps out families that are going through some of the toughest times in life. I shared, I believe when we announced it, that, Ronald McDonald House was there for me and my family when my brother-in-law passed. And it was in his final days when we were able to drive up to Pittsburgh and see him and be able to share those final moments with him. And being able to stay at the Ronald McDonald House, having them kind of support us and support many, many families who have gone through very similar situations. It's a great organization, and so it's a great way that we can kind of pay it forward those of you and who have given your creative talents to this competition this year, just know that that is a great greatness beyond just the design. It's also going to a good cause as well.
It is. We're having a lot of fun with this. Obviously, we want to you know, promote pipe smoking and, you know, the wonderful pipes from Missouri Meerschaum and, you know, just have fun with the holiday season and everything. But we did want to pick something that would be meaningful. And I think, you know, if you dig deep enough, probably everyone has some kind of connection to someone that's been helped by the Ronald McDonald House. Of course, they're all over the country. The one in Jackson, I know here, has recently expanded.
Yeah, big time.
And, you know, we just want to support what they do. It's a real service. Yeah.
All right, man. All right. So here's how this works. John David and I,
I love these doggone pipes. This is just awesome.
A couple of days ago, I came by, this is before he got the plague. I came by.
I really do have
don't
the
worry,
plague.
These are all sterilized and everything.
Oh, I know. Everything's been doused with Lysol.
Right.
It was so funny. Our new good friend and listener, new club member, JD, who just recently moved here to Jackson. His name's JD. Isn't that great?
Is he your clone?
He's not, actually. He's much better looking than me. But
really?
Anyway, he just recently moved here from Texas. And when I came in Monday morning, and that poor guy, he was trying to walk in. He was going to come hang out, smoke his pipe a little bit. And when I told him what was going on, I could not get out the word fever before he left the shop.
Oh!
Like I... Like he literally like had his key in his car door.
Uh-huh.
Like by the time I even like had made out the word, like it was really funny. So no, trust me, you won't get the bird flu or anything with this.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely correct. All right. So I came in a couple of days ago again, and we John David kind of put these out. Now before he started showing me, I told him, I was like, don't tell me who has done what.
Yeah, and you actually still don't know.
That's the thing. Now, even to this point, so we went through them at that time and just determined who the winner was. So the winner has been decided.
Already been selected, yeah.
But I yet don't not, I don't actually know who the winner is. So what we're going to do is we're gonna walk through these various pipes, talk a little bit about them, and then announce who the grand winner is, and then I get to actually find out who the winner is. I know the pipe, I just don't know the person.
You don't know the person.
That's right.
That's right, exactly.
So how about we talk about this one right here first?
Yeah.
Again, I'm distracting myself. Well, actually, go ahead. Tell me whose name is on this one.
All right. So this is from Zach Lindbergh in Kilgore, Texas.
Oh, man. Kilgore is a place?
It is.
All right. Way to go, Zach.
It is.
All right. So now this one right here is really, really pretty. Now, this particular shape pipe is a kind of a smaller...
Yeah, I believe that's the Tom Sawyer, actually, from Missouri Meerschaum, which is a... kind of a short billiard with a saddle bit stem. You would think you describe it as a Levat, I would think. Yeah.
Now I love this one. I think if I'm not mistaken, I believe you're actually showing them to me in the exact order that I saw them the first time.
Yeah, I think actually I've got them in the order they came in the shop.
Gotcha.
Which is, yeah.
So this one has a very intricately painted abominable snowman. If you remember the old school claymation Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that's what we're working with right here, and it is a gorgeous, abominable snowman with a big, goofy grin on his face, the jagged teeth. I mean, even the eyes. Remember how the eyes were like cross-eyed in the cartoon? He's cross-eyed in this thing. Got beautiful snowflakes. Not one is the same. Gorgeous behind him. And this is kind of a bluer pipe, but the stem does have kind of a bit of a candy cane thing going on with red, looks like a little bit of a gold shine. And white stripes.
Yep.
And it's a beautiful pipe.
It's
really
nice artwork. Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to wonder just how you get so detailed in there. And so it's just absolutely beautiful. So this is one of the contestants.
That's right.
This is, again, Zach Limbaugh?
Lindbergh.
Lindbergh.
Yep.
All right.
That's
Zach
right. From
Lindbergh.
Kilgore, Texas.
Kilgore, Texas.
That's right.
All right. Next.
I got a few Texas submissions this evening.
You got to love the Texans, man. All right. Now, this one up here.
Well, love themselves. So, you know, just pile on.
Yeah. You know.
I'm sorry. We love ourselves.
Was a Texan, a vegan, and an atheist all walk into a bar, and everybody knows it because they told you as soon as they
were. Right. You don't have to ask any of them
exactly.
What they're from, what they believe, or what they eat. Right.
All right. Speaking of what we believe, okay, so this next one over here, man, this takes the detail to the next level. Who's this one from?
Yeah, this is from Liz White in Longview, Texas.
All right. So Liz has really just gone in deep. So this right here is, again, it's a painted pipe, and this shape is, if I'm not mistaken, is that the Legend?
That's actually the Diplomat.
The Diplomat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful pipe. And with this one, she's actually got a full nativity scene here. You've got your three wise men with the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You've got a camel. You've got a shepherd, two sheep, what appears to be a donkey of sorts. And then, of course, Mary and Joseph. And there he is right there away in a manger. with a Starry Night. Now, what's beautiful about this?
Yeah, this is a really stunning pipe.
Is, I mean, like, you want to talk detail, you can see, and it doesn't come across, I don't think, on the YouTube channel, and we'll have pictures, of course.
Yeah, of course, we'll take, you know, because these are going to be auctioned off, we'll take, you know, good pictures of all the...
But on this one, you can actually see on the robes of the wise men, like, the just the detailed, like, little dots, little gold bits... even like the camel, like the fur of the camel and the manger with all the different hair.
Yeah, you can see the strands in the you know, folks' beards and whatnot. The donkey, you can even see the pupils in its eyes. I mean, it's just really, really remarkable. Liz just really, this was stunning. I could not believe that you could paint and get this kind of detail on a corncob pipe. It was really remarkable.
It is gorgeous. And again, the stem also on this one has kind of a bit of a
it's like an argyle kind of thing.
That's good. I was going to say plaid, but that's not right. Kind of diamonds with kind of red, off red, and kind of a gold design. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Yeah,
pipe.
Stunning pipe.
Again, that's from Liz. All right, this next one up. All right, now who's this one from?
All right, so this one came in with Liz. This is from Josh White. And Liz and Josh's.
All right, I see what y'all did there.
That's right. That's right. So that they're going in as a team. Also from Longview, Texas. And this pipe speaks for itself. It's really great.
Yeah, and so this is great. So this one is, I don't know which pipe this is.
That's also a Diplomat.
Oh, is it a Diplomat?
Yeah, the other one was a bent variety. This is a straight variety.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, so being very diplomatic in that house. What this one is he has, I'm assuming is clay, has created a Santa Claus bust, essentially, wrapped around this pipe. With the hat on top. Now the hat does open up, so it is kind of the top to the pipe.
Right.
And that was one thing that was a requirement, is that all the pipes that are entered have to be smokable.
Every pipe has to be smokable. That's correct.
We also said one per entry. We did not say one per household.
No, we didn't.
On you guys, Whites.
No, this is exactly right. No. But they were very clear that Liz painted that one and Josh made this one.
Yeah, and I mean, like, these are, you couldn't be more different in your approach here. But absolutely gorgeous.
I love that cap on that. That's such a great Santa Claus hat. Just a red, you know, with the large, you know, white cotton ball puff. It's really stunning.
This is so cool. I love it. It's so great.
It's a chunky pipe. You know, it's one of those things. The cap is you're not going to leave that on while you're smoking it, obviously. But you know, it's just a really, really, really good looking pipe. These are, I mean, people came through like big time with this.
Big time.
Yeah.
All right. So this next one carries on the Santa Claus theme, as we'll see throughout here.
Yeah, this is unreal.
All right. Now, who's this one from?
All right. So this is from Nelson Pigeon. Nelson is a member.
Boston.
Yeah, that's right. He's a member of the Sherlock Holmes Pipe Club in Boston. And I got to say a few things about this pipe. It's just a stunning piece. Nelson went all out. Like this is just great. So go ahead and describe the pipe.
Okay, so for this pipe, this is the it's the spool spindle style. I forget the name of it.
Gosh, I do too. That's terrible.
But I love this shape. It is one of my,
it's one
of my
spindle
favorites.
Style Missouri Meerschaum.
Exactly. Yeah. And so with this one,
it makes a perfect chimney.
It
really
does,
because the top of it is kind of beveled out.
It opens up. So that's exactly what he's done. So we've got kind of a chimney design around the bowl. The stem is red, but it does mark it 2017 on the stem, which I really like that approach right there. With this one, he's capped it off with a little Santa Claus on top, who, by the way, is smoking his own little pipe
He's given Santa Claus a pipe. If you look closely, it's even got some little embers in it and stuff.
You got the holly that wraps around the top of the chimney there as well.
That's right.
This is I got to tell you the choice of color here really pops out.
He did a great job. So and Santa, of course, is sitting on top of a pipe wind cap. So so that's great. He does recommend that you remove Santa while smoking.
Of course,
which would make sense. Let me just read you a couple notes here sent from Nelson. This is just Nelson went all out. I mean, this is just incredible. Dear Bo and John David, please accept my submission for the custom corncob contest. I've named the pipe, 'Tis the Pipe Before Christmas, and it comes with a presentation box and a poem that I wrote for the holiday season.
Oh, snap.
As you can see, the pipe is smokable. However, I would suggest that if it is smoked with Santa in the chimney, that only half a bowl be smoked so as not to overheat Santa's rear end.
He'd just go flying. Woo!
I know, right? I also hope this pipe will bring a decent sum when sold to go towards the Ronald McDonald House donation. Sincerely, Nelson, faithful listener and secretary of the Sherlock Holmes Pipe Club of Boston. Got a lot of great friends up there.
Man, well represented.
What a venerated club up there in Boston. So many incredible pipe smokers. Gosh. Show off this box too. Okay, so I'm not done yet. So this comes with its own custom case, man. Right? So it's actually got a carved out little protective foam in here that the pipe securely nestles into. Just a beautiful little wooden case with a clasp. And then he's actually written a little poem on here to go with the pipe.
Oh, this is so exciting!
And so we get to read this too. It says, "'Tis the pipe before Christmas. Mm. I smoke with great joy, recalling the memories I have as a boy. On the eve before Christmas, Dad sat by the fire, smoking some haddos from his favorite old briar. Curls of white smoke danced through the light. The scent of sweet fig was a Christmas delight. One day I will pass this pipe on to you, a tradition experienced by only a few. You see, son, this pipe was a very special gift. 'Twas left on the mantle in 06 by St. Nick.
Ooh.
I was, a note was attached. It said, enjoy this great treasure. I assure you, my friend, it will bring you much pleasure. Someday you can share it with someone who's worthy to care for it always, then pass on this story. This note said the pipe was a gift from Sam Clemens. It too had a note with a similar sentiment. So now here I sit in my own living room on the eve before Christmas, figgy plumes of my own. As the ember grows dim and fades out of sight, I wish a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good pipe."
Wow!
And that is from our friend Nelson Pigeon.
Nelson! Wow!
Isn't
well
that awesome?
Represented,
yeah,
brother.
Dude. He went all out.
How
it was
about that?
It was just incredible.
And that's the thing. So when this one does go up to auction, it's the pipe, it's the cap, it's the box, it's the whole, you know, the poem.
No, that's
the box,
that's right.
The whole
yep.
thing.
So you get the whole deal.
Gorgeous
yep.
pipe, man. Nelson, well done.
Yeah.
That's going to bring us to our final pipe here.
That's right. That's right.
And so this one right here.
Yep.
As I reach across the bar here. All right. Now this one, man. This one again, chimney in style.
That's
so,
right.
So you can kind of see some great minds thinking alike. And with it, you've got a little Santa Claus on top. Now this Santa Claus is actually kind of looking over the edge here. Now this one's from who's this from?
It's from Brandon Williamson in Yukon, Oklahoma.
Yukon, Oklahoma.
That's
all right.
Right
on. Now, this one is really, really cool because rather than just the bowl kind of being the centerpiece, in many respects, it's the stem.
It's the stem.
That stands out.
Yep.
With this one, you've got a reindeer actually walking back towards you know you as you're smoking this pipe and literally like lights wrapped around the side, like with very, very tiny wiring that goes around it. I don't know how you did this one, man. This is amazing.
Yeah. So what he's done, Brandon just he did an incredible job on this. Like that, this is something like I would want to put it on my mantle along with the rest of my Christmas decorations,
yep.
you know, and just have people comment on it. Yeah, it's amazing. So we have this reindeer. It's Rudolph, obviously, because he's got a red nose.
He's
got a red nose. There's a candy cane shank on mm-hmm. on the pipe, and then also the Christmas lights. Are you know sticking off of the stem and then wrapped around the stem coming out. It's really awesome. Of course, the detail work on the brick that he made as part of the chimney is really something. He made the grout lines in between the brick like
Man.
Very fine. I mean, yeah. It's just really really neat looking how the time that he put into it. And of course, you have Santa Claus. You know, lingering over the top of the chimney there with his bag. So,
and we tested this. If you put it down, like the bottom light actually kind of acts as kind of like this.
It's
base
like a
stand.
Kickstand.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's really really cool. And
yeah.
So this one again coming in from Brandon in Yukon, Oklahoma.
That's right. That's right.
All right, man. So first of all of these are absolutely amazing.
That's right.
I think it's safe to say that every single one of these blew our expectations completely out of the water.
Absolutely. We were thrilled that people got all into it. And, you know, the folks that just wanted to display some incredible artwork, folks that modified pipes and, you know, add things to it, you know, all things are on the table. That's the fun of this is it's kind of, hey, do what you want to with it. Man, that just Nelson's work to go all out with freaking, you know, poetry and, you know, just the incredible carrying case and all this kind of stuff. Just it's fantastic. It is so great to see all this stuff come through. Yeah.
All right. So let's take you back again. So a couple days ago, the winner has already been decided. And so when it came down to it, I was very specific. I don't want to know names. I don't want to know stories. I just want to see the pipes. And so from that one, and it was difficult. I want to say that. It was very, very difficult.
We went back and forth between a couple, you know, pretty solidly there.
But in the end, there was a clear winner that, like, literally, like, both that we didn't even need a tiebreaker.
Right.
We knew who this was going to be.
Right.
And so the gold, the absolute, you know, the literal gold pipe,
it's
gilded.
It's not literal gold. You do not want to melt this
the
pipe.
The literally gold painted pipe. The coveted. The
that's
first
right.
ever, by the way.
That's
the,
no, that's
the
right.
The custom cob competition will
that's
be
right.
returning. So this is the first ever custom cob pipe is going to go to
Brandon.
Brandon William from UConn, Oklahoma.
Yeah, Brandon Williamson. That's right. UConn, Oklahoma. Man, congrats, dude. This is we love this, man.
Dude.
All the intricacies coming off the stem, the
you
reindeer.
Can see through the little lights.
Man, Santa Claus sitting up on top of the pipe, and you know, he's just kind of there perched on the side of the chimney. Man, I mean, we just we were stunned by this.
I mean, when it comes down to it,
it was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like that additional, like, crazy additional detail to the stem work really did put it over the edge for us.
Right.
And I mean, I gotta tell you,
I agree.
It's a gorgeous pipe. I even thought about it. I was like, man, do we have to put this one up?
I know. You're just gonna have to outbid someone else, man.
I very well may.
You know, I wonder if this is one of those pipes, like, you know how some of those ornaments on trees actually have, you can put batteries in them and they'll, like, operate and stuff. I wish this was one of those pipes that, like,
right.
you know, we could just put some batteries in and these little lights would actually light up, you know, or maybe there's a little button you could push that would make it, you know, light up or something. But man, it's a stunning piece. And we're so thrilled. All these pieces are just great, man.
Every single one of them.
Yeah. I mean, we were just amazed at, of course, Nelson's incredible work here. You know, the amazing detail and the artwork of both Zach and Liz, man, Josh's pipe with the really unique cap that is its own piece. I mean, we're just really stunned by all this, and I know and we appreciate y'all working so hard on this fun contest. Yep.
So great job. Congratulations, of course, to the winner, but big thanks to everybody. And, you know, congratulations or in order to the Ronald McDonald House. You will all have an opportunity to bid on these different pipes to make this your very special holiday pipe and also help out an organization that helps out so very many families. So, big ups to all you guys. Now, you know, this podcast is actually sponsored by the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum, whose pipes are very, very heavily featured
throughout
this competition. And, you know, so the gilded pipe that we actually have here, now this is the legend.
Yeah, that's the legend. Right?
And so I was actually even thinking about this. What we may do is...
I love how you did that. It's like, you know, sticking up almost like those decorative pen holders on people's desks or something. As if one of our, like, as if Brandon... is going to put this on his desk at work or something.
Well, I mean, you know, or you know, if he's probably going to buy a trophy case for it.
A shadow box.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you?
I don't know. I think he might put it, like, you know, under his bed in a shoebox, like with all those Bed Bath & Beyond coupons he's saving or something.
Look, the fact that so much intricate detail was put into the competitive pipes and the trophy itself looks the way it does, it's not, the irony is not lost on me. But I will say this. I do like the idea of perhaps every single year the trophy being a different Missouri Meerschaum gilded pipe. But this year it is the legend. And so that is, of course, the pipe that's going to be sponsoring this episode as well.
That's right.
Absolutely gorgeous
that's
pipe.
Right.
You've got a nice size bowl, which is really, really great, especially when you want to make sure that you're mounting that pipe for trophy
that's
purposes.
That's right. I was checking our numbers the other day, just kind of year in review stuff.
Yeah.
And the Missouri Meerschaum legend is by far and away the best-selling, you know, Missouri Meerschaum pipe that we have here at the Country Squire. Just a real classic shape, generous but not overly large size bowl. It comes with the amber stem, so it just sets it off a little bit, and has the option of the filter, which is good for some folks. So anyway, just a great pipe, a good all around pipe, and man, we are always thrilled to put one in a pipe smoker's hands here at the Squire.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the great thing about the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum is they do help sponsor this show. So be sure to pick up a legend, or once you yourself get one of these particular Christmas pipes, we expect to see you smoking them and doing so with some selfies so we could share those out. It's a great way to let the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum know you thank them for sponsoring this show.
Man, I just want to thank, like, all the people for, we've got folks that, like, Josh, White and Nelson, who are watching live, man. Nelson, he even tweeted in a photo of his mantle, and he was like hoping to see that trophy in his man cave.
Oh, man.
Man, Nelson, man, it was close, man.
So close.
I want you to know, dude, it was really close.
This was really difficult.
Yeah,
it was
very hard, man. We're proud of all you guys' work, and man, are so thankful for your participation.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Pipe question of the week.
All right, man, we got a pipe question this week that comes into us perfectly in time for the holidays. This is a question from Taylor. Now, yeah. Taylor has got a problem.
Okay.
He's a new pipe smoker, and he's wanting to kind of go beyond just to the first pipe that he has. In fact, he says that he's been that is to say he's new in the sense that he's had one pipe.
Sure.
But he's been smoking it for a while now, and he's looking to add a second pipe to his collection. He says, "I need to hear from experts. I'm looking to spend around $100, a little more if necessary. What would the best pipe be in that price range?" He says, "I would love no filter or balsa filter. Something simple as far as a straight / bent. I'm up for either. But something that smokes smooth and looks pleasant, even if there's just a specific brand that you could point me towards, that would be wonderful. Thanks so much. You guys rock." And again, that is from Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor, great question, man. And I think it's always good when folks, you know, even if you don't think it's necessary, a lot of times adding a pipe to your collection, of course, I'm saying this as the guy behind the counter that's selling pipes, right? Like when I sell a pipe that helps pay for my medical bills and that kind of thing.
Which
are very pertinent right now.
Buy some pipes, right? So we don't lose John Davis.
Right. No, that's right. It's neat when people do add pipes to their collection when they have a small collection, because so much of the experience of smoking a pipe is the pipe itself, right? Mm-hmm. We can talk about the tobacco. The tobacco obviously is just as important, but you know, some pipes, you might have one pipe in your collection and you're like, yeah, pipe smoking's okay. I pick it up every now and again. But, you know, if it's the wrong pipe, that might be part of the reason you just haven't gone all in with it. You know what I mean? So
right, yeah.
get another pipe. As far as a bent pipe or a straight pipe, I would recommend whatever you don't have. So, you know, if the one pipe you do have, Taylor, is a bent pipe, man, get a straight pipe. Mix it up. You know, get something different just to kind of give you that idea of what something is like that. I really push people to do that until they've broadened their collection enough to kind of understand what their real preferences are. And I think that is wise when just taking, you know, kind of trying to figure out, you know, kind of where your niche is in the pipe smoking world. So a couple of brands that we'll point you to. And you know, again, no filter on these. One good thing, of course, we always love Savinelli's here at the Country Squire. We talk about them a lot. Savinelli's have the option of a balsa filter. You don't have to use them. And they also are really good. Anytime you buy a Savinelli, they come with a converter. And that converter is really important. A lot of people don't realize what that's for. But when you put the, if you buy a Savinelli, and there's several Savinelli's, and Rossi, which is also made by Savinelli, there's several Savinelli's in that $100 and below price point. And when you buy a Savinelli, it comes with that converter. So what you do, you take the filter out, put the converter into the stem, and what that does is it narrows the draw back down. And that's important. So if you don't use the filter, you want to put that converter in not to so you're not pulling in too much hot air into your mouth. Does that make sense?
It does.
I'm looking at Bo's face right now, and I just realized from looking at Bo's face that he's thinking in his mind, oh, that's why I can't get those Savinelli's to smoke right.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I definitely tossed that little
that's right.
black pipe, look at, well, you know, pipe.
The little black
ring, not ring, but it looks like
tube.
A pipe.
It's a poop.
It's a tube.
It's a
I'm
tube.
Sorry, it's a what now?
It's a tube.
It's a tube.
It's a tube.
Right.
So
yeah, I tossed that thing.
Yeah. So that's really important. So if you're not going to use the balsas, you want to put that converter in there. That's really important. So I always throw, you know, if someone wants a pipe without a filter, Savinelli is a good option. Rossi is a good option. Several options there in those two brands that are under $100, particularly with Rossi. Another one I'll point you to that I think we've seen I sound like I just like swallowed gravel.
No,
I'm so
good.
Sorry.
But you keep powering through.
But you know, another brand that at the Squire anyway is really coming on strong right now an old brand that we've been around forever, but we've just been selling more of recently, which is kind of neat. And that is Stanwell. Stanwell, again, great pipes. These are pipes that they're Danish in origin. They're made in the UK now. But really, really solid pipes, particularly for the price. There's some beautiful Stanwells that are going to retail right around the $70, $80, $90 price point. Most of them do not take filters. Really good smoking pipes. I've never really had anyone complain about a Stanwell. Just a really consistent, again, it's one of those pipe brands that you would kind of, you know, call the Toyota Camry of the pipe world, right? It's just, you know, they're consistent. Quality's always there. It's not the fanciest thing, but you know it's going to be good. And they've got several options that are under $100. So anyway, I would probably point you in one of those directions there.
Sounds like a good direction to me, man. And what a great question. It's, of course, you know, a lot of people, I think, are probably about to be flushed with a little bit of that holiday cash.
Yeah, you know, like we said, those crisp $100 bills from grandma.
Man, you know, if you're like me.
I never got many of those.
Well,
I got a few.
I was about to say, you know, grandmas.
In spite of myself.
Grandmas know how to make a rain.
They do.
They do.
They do.
Yeah, man. So if you got that grandma cash, head over to your local pipe shop as well. And look for some of these great pipes. But what a great question. And hey, if you've got a pipe question of the week, be sure to send that in. You can send it in at show@countrysquireradio.com.
Quick fire question.
Ow! All right, man. We got some great quick fire questions coming in. Oh, man. All right. So carrying on with our Christmas special, man, we've got some holiday themed quick fire questions. Of course, these come in from thispipelife.com. Thispipelife.com. More on them in just a second.
That's right.
Jay Reedy, rather. So, of course, Jay has been very good to send in a lot of quickfire questions over this past year.
Yeah.
A very active user of the forums over there at thispipelife.com. Here's what we got. You ready?
Yep.
Fake tree or real tree? Christmas tree, obviously.
Real tree.
So you mentioned recently that you got the Christmas tree in the house.
Right.
Penny had to get used to it.
Right.
But you mentioned that this was kind of a little bit different, right? You don't always go real tree.
No, we always do real tree.
Even in your bachelor pad.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we've
the
always
last
had a
bachelor tree.
Always had.
I'm sorry. It just hit me. This is your last bachelor tree.
No, it is. It is. And actually my significant other whose decorating skills is much more attuned than mine helped me. I know, right? Helped me decorate this tree. But we do real trees at the Cole household. Always have. Growing up, that was one of my favorite memories around Christmas time is, getting with dad and going to pick out the Christmas tree and, you know, getting it home and, decorating it. My parents did this really cool thing where, each year as I was growing up, they would collect or they would get me an ornament for that year until I was about 18 years old. And so every year we got to unbox these precious ornaments that were kind of looking throughout my life and, you know, just smelling that the tree. I don't know. It's just all part of it. I'm a real tree guy. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. No, I'm all the way, man. Real tree. Same thing. Got a lot of great.
I would have pegged you for a fake tree guy.
No, just because the convenience of it.
Yeah.
You know, there's just something special. You know, Christmas is not a time for convenience. Christmas is a time to make a, you know, make a lot of
make a little statement.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. You know, you do have a real tree. Obviously, there's stuff that goes along with that. But of course, and I've probably talked about this on the air before. But you know, Penny, who's my dog, she's my little Brittany Spaniel. What she does every year with this tree is she realizes that she can scratch her booty with it. And so she'll back her entire rear end up into this tree and then just wriggle. And so the whole tree when Christmas is finally come and gone, the bottom third of the tree just looks raw and misshapen because Penny has just taken and just destroyed it by scratching her booty.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I'm just glad she hasn't knocked it down yet.
All right, man. Ready?
Yep.
Eggnog or cider?
Eggnog. I like cider too, but I got to go with eggnog.
So, I mean, that's the thing. If we're talking spiked, then eggnog. But if we're talking
there's another kind?
Well, so that's the thing, right? So this is the first year that I ever had non-spiked, and y'all, this sounds terrible, almond eggnog.
What is that?
It's instead of cream, you use almond milk, and I got to tell you,
I get to hold that over you for the rest of your life.
That's fair. That is, I deserve that. I do. I deserve that. But now my wife, my lovely wife, who is a very, very healthy person, despite the fact that she married me. Marrying me was the most unhealthy thing that she ever did. she actually got some almond eggnog to try to you know, be a little bit more health conscious.
Oh, that's good.
I took one sip and I was like, nope. Straight to the liquor store. And I was like, this one's daddy's nog.
We're going to have to cut that with some brandy or something.
No, I tried to cut the almond with the brandy and...
it didn't work too well.
No. So if we're talking spikes, eggnog all the
way. Okay.
Although I do love like legit cider, like the thick kind, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the real...
not just hot apple juice. I'm talking like the real cider.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got some viscosity to it.
Man,
yeah,
that's good.
I just use the word viscosity. I'll try not to do that again.
Wrapped box or gift bag?
Wrapped box. There's something really awesome about dripping paper. You know what I mean? That noise of like, you know, tearing paper and like kind of the anticipation that comes with that. Yeah. I don't know. I got to go with that.
Okay, so that's interesting. So if we're talking about getting, then yes, I would prefer the wrapped box as well. But if we're talking about giving...
Oh, gift bag.
Yeah, got to go gift bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I do not know how to wrap a present to save my life.
No, but yeah, I mean, but if you're receiving something, I want the wrapping paper.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it. Spoilers, when we get to listener feedback, you're about to receive something. It will not be wrapped.
Oh, my. Okay. Gift bag.
All right, Charlie Brown Christmas or Elf? How is Elf even on the same level as Charlie Brown Christmas?
I don't know, man. Elf is a good movie. Like,
blasphemy.
Elf is
blasphemy.
Elf is a really good movie. I don't know. I'm gonna go with Charlie Brown Christmas, but like that, like I get this. Like that's a fair quickfire question.
Is that all right? So here's the deal. I remember.
Have you seen Elf?
I have seen Elf.
I've even seen Elf, and I don't watch movies.
That is a fair point right there. No. I have seen Elf, and I mean I like Will Ferrell as much as the next guy. I even love his non funny movies, like A Stranger Than Fiction. Great movie. Absolutely wonderful. But here's the thing. So Elf came out. I was like, okay, it's funny in that Ferrell-esque way. But then everybody just like all of a sudden this was like this big holiday classic. And I was like, well, I think I might have missed that train. Like, it's fine. It's good. You know, you got, you know, Peter Dinklage running on a table and everything. It's great. But it's not Charlie Brown Christmas level great.
Okay. I mean, it's a fun Christmas movie.
Charlie Brown Christmas is timeless. Elf is very much of the era.
All right, favorite Christmas movie, Elf or Die Hard?
If you have to choose between the two?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Die Hard is the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
It's fantastic.
It's hard to argue.
We do thank Bruce Willis for his...
For saving Christmas.
For saving Christmas. Yeah. That's right.
You asked earlier before we went live, like, why would anybody ruin Christmas? And the answer is because someone has to save it, and that someone is Bruce Willis. It is. All right, so those come in again from Jay Reedy over on the pipelife.com forums. If you've never checked out this Pipe Life, you absolutely should.
Absolutely, yeah.
Great online community, great forums, great visual images. You know, you're home for the holidays. You're spending time with all of those people that love you very much, and you love them too. But sometimes you need to kind of sneak away and talk to the people you love a little bit more. Those are the people over at thispipelife.com. So when you do so, be sure to sign up using the code CSR. That's CSR at thispipelife.com. It's a great way to let those guys know that you heard about them on this show.
That's
so again,
right.
CSR, thispipelife.com.
That's right.
All right, man. So listener feedback, I'm going to throw out the book and say, we're already getting kind of tweets in because Christmas gifts apparently were dropped off at the shop, and it may be time to exchange some Christmas gifts.
Really?
Yeah, that's what people are tweeting at.
I didn't realize that.
Do you happen to have those on hand?
No.
Oh, you don't have those on hand?
I didn't know we had any Christmas
Mark
gifts.
Mark VV and Portland Paul.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. You no, wanna... I do have all that.
Okay.
Yeah. Are we opening these on air?
That seems to be demanded.
I think Vanna White might be helping.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what. So let's do this. While she's getting that together, and look, I just spilled my glass, but there was nothing in it. It's a Christmas miracle.
I know. We definitely had at least one person say, protect all the corncob pipes from the...
hey, that's a good point. Hey,
I'm going to go check on these real quick. Hold on one second.
Okay, all right. So
here they come.
Oh, wow. These are even gift wrapped. All right, now, spoilers. These are gift wrapped.
Your thoughts, your comments. Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback, man. We're doing something a little bit different this week because it's the Christmas special. And, man, we've got some amazing people listening to the show who have actually sent in some gifts.
This is out of control.
Okay, so... these are gift wraps.
It's so awesome. Yeah.
Now, who's this from? Right
okay,
here?
So these are from Mark VV.
Okay, these come from Mark.
These are from Mark, and so there's actually one for each of us. So this and he told me to say very very particularly that these are kind of fragile, so you just want to be careful.
Well, that's good to know.
You want to be careful with these. And actually, this one is to the real Beau York.
That's me.
I think that's you. So yeah, anyway. Yeah. So you want to open them at the same time?
Yeah, but I got to say, I love this. Yeah. Because typically whenever, you know, gifts have been given to us, a lot of times they've been well opened and half drinking before I get a chance to see what they are. So the fact that yours is actually still wrapped is a pretty big achievement.
We were really careful to, you know, to keep them wrapped up.
All right, so we're about to rip this open?
Yes.
All right. Oh, it's a box. We used to love saying that when I was a kid. All right. Wow. He's
If this was a mail order bride, I've already got that covered. Okay.
Yeah, and I've been married.
She wasn't mail order though.
All right. Looks like we're going to need some box cutters or perhaps a, I got some keys.
I got a pocket knife. Probably shouldn't be using this because I have, I have essential tremors.
I used to have a pocket knife on my keys, and then I had a child that loved to play with keys. All right.
Ooh. Man, what is this?
Grocery bags, always a plus. Well protected.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Jameson's Caskmates. All
Very
right, so
good.
This was actually, IPA edition. No, he told me about this. Okay, so we actually did a Caskmates episode, the Squire Select episode, a while back this year. And so this is part of that wave from Jameson, but this is actually the IPA edition, which is based off of beer barrels as opposed to the
that's right.
Well, it was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, originally it was stout barrels, the
no,
one that we did.
That was the Caskmates that we did before.
And so
yeah.
This is the IPA. So man, I am totally stoked to be able to try this out. This is awesome.
Dude, as much as I'm proud Woo! Of you for getting that amazing gift from Mark, I win.
Oh, what'd you get?
He gave me, this is awesome. Like, I didn't even know this existed. He gave me a set of four cocktail glasses
Ooh.
That say Bootle's British Gin on them.
Dude.
That is fantastic. Dude, these are like collector's items. This is amazing.
Now, I'm curious, did he get these from Bootle's or did he custom make them?
No, I'm sure he, it's because it's got like the full logo and stuff.
I mean,
on
this is legit.
It's the real deal, man. Golly, Mark, this is such a great gift,
That's
man. Thank
cool
you
gift.
So much. We're just so thankful, bros. That is, golly, look at that, man.
This is where you're gonna toast this at your wedding, right?
I know, right?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Man, that is so kind, dude. Thank you so much. I've got four of those here. So brother, next time you're in town, we're gonna crack one of these open and we'll enjoy some Bootle's together in these glasses.
Now I tell you what, actually, I've actually got a Christmas present for you before we get to the next one.
Okay. You have one for me?
I got one for you.
Bo, I didn't get you anything.
I know. That's fine.
I'm sorry, dude. What on earth is that?
Now, you know it's for me because I did not gift wrap this so nicely.
Yeah, because it looks like
a gift bag.
It looks like a golden retriever gift wrapped.
So I thought about going Bootle's because, you know.
Yeah, well, obviously. I mean, it's we hear this this paper here. It's
But when gifting you, I always think like, well, he knows Bootle's. Let me try to see if I can find something that he might not have.
Maybe mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm curious if you've had this before.
No.
Okay, so this is actually a barrel-aged gin.
Oh, wow, yeah. Okay, I've heard of this before. Not this particular brand.
This comes very highly recommended as kind of one of, is it Bristow? Bristow's.
Yeah.
This is like one of their top ones.
Dude.
And so it's a barrel-aged gin, so I know you want to christen your Bootle's with probably Bootle's, but if you did want to try something...
Dude, that's fantastic, though. You know how much I love gin, so, man, what a great gift, dude. And this is barrel-aged, so... You know, it's one of these gins that, if you're not watching live tonight, you know, you'll realize it looks a lot more like whiskey than it does gin. It's just taken on the color of the oak barrels and stuff.
And this way, you can still have some of the brown water, but secretly be enjoying what we know you actually love.
No, exactly.
So,
right. That's right. Good, yeah, people won't think I'm a 90-year-old grandmother because I'm drinking gin. They'll think I'm drinking whiskey. So.
Merry Christmas to you.
That's
brother.
Right. Thank you, brother. Man, that's so kind.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate that. I feel terrible. I didn't get you anything.
You got me. You showed up even though you're on death's doorstep. That's the gift that keeps on giving.
Man, one more package here. I was just so thrilled to get this. Of course, this is from our friend Portland Paul.
Oh yeah.
And Paul is just such a nice guy, and he's been in our kind of Country Squire Radio community now for a long time. But man, he sent us some tins that are there's one for you and one for me.
Ooh.
And these have a lot of age on them. And so these are tins that he didn't just go, pull off, from some shop somewhere and send. He actually had these aged. So this one is Sunday Picnic from Cornell and Deal. He did this one for me, actually. He says it was tinned on May 25th of 2007, so it's 10 years old. It's a broken flake, which, as I remember, right up your alley. It is. It's also your jam with Golden Virginias and Perique, but with some Izmir Oriental leaf, so it's not boring. he said, the Perique, having 10 years to do its thing, should really make this amazing. He says, I've smelled it in a bowl. It smells like an English blend, but sweet like candy. It's not topped with anything, so your purist, well-attuned palate should have a field day with this. And I love, I mean, this is just such a kind gift because, these old Virginia Periques, we've talked about what aging does in one of these cans like this, the pop-top style cans that, folks like Cornell and Deal and McClelland use, that they let enough oxygen in here to allow the aging process to really have a much more pronounced effect than the vacuum steel style tins.
Yeah.
And if you look at this tin, Bo, I want you to just look very closely. It's actually bulging a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you see that? Do you see that?
The wrapper kind of popped off of it.
But the top and the bottom are actually bulging a little bit, and you'll see that in these old pop stop.
Smoke me.
I know, right? it's trying to come out. You'll see that in these older tins that are like that. What's happened here is the little friends that live in there have chewed up all those acids and whatnot. I've lost all my vocabulary tonight, so I'm just making up science.
You've
as we go.
You practically lost your voice.
Yeah, it's really bad. But anyway, basically what's happened here is that the oxygen has been replaced, and it is just it is about to burst. This tin is about to burst,
and so you
just know it's good and ready to go there. So, man, Paul, that is so kind. And then Bo, he's got you for Bo. I've selected Aperitif from Dunhill. This can is actually from 2005, 2006.
Man, okay.
I know you're really an aromatic guy, and to be honest, so am I.
Okay.
But I've really been enjoying good Englishes as well. My problem here is this guy pretty much bought, and he got these from someone, and he said this guy pretty much bought exclusively English blends and Virginia Periques, so there were no aromatics. I did open another tin of this exact tobacco, and I have to say it's amazing. It even had small sugar crystals on it when I opened it.
Really?
And so a lot of times you'll see that, Bo, with these older tobaccos.
Even when they're still tinned.
Virginias, that's right.
Wow.
Over time, the sugar crystals will start to formulate or collect on the outside of the leaf. It's really impressive.
Yeah, no, I've seen that, it in the esoterica blends and stuff.
That's when you just really know these tins are going to taste great.
Mm. Man, all right, so this is the aperitif. Beautiful.
It's an aperitif from Dunhill. He says, I don't know what a new tin of this tastes like. And of course, this is a tin that's on the market now. You could buy it today. He says, I don't know what a new tin of this tastes like, but this is truly wonderful. It tastes like when you barbecue chicken thighs, I think, is what he says. It's kind of specific.
I'm all about the thighs, man.
The flavor is like the thin points that get crispy, almost burnt. If you broke that off and ate it, this is what it would taste like.
I see what you're doing, Portland Paul.
He says, I see.
You see what he's doing?
Yeah, he's setting it up.
He's
setting it up. Yeah. Are we gonna?
Excellent. Well done, Portland Paul.
He just did. I didn't see any barbecue sauce come with this.
No,
so I don't know.
But I'm looking forward to actually trying. Look, I'm when I bust this open, I'll make sure that you get a couple, a bowl or two out of it as well. So the aperitif,
I'd like that. Yeah,
I gotta tell you, it's gorgeous. The art on it as well. You've got this guy chilling out in his lounge chair. He's got kind of the butler coming around.
That's right.
Based on the era of the dress and everything, I would imagine those are like champagne cocktails of some sort.
Yeah, it's probably like 1920s.
Yeah. He's got a little book next to him and everything with either a cup of coffee. Maybe that's a little glass of scotch, but one way or the other, I mean, it's a cool tin.
It's a beautiful tin.
I'm looking forward to busting this open.
He says, if you broke it off and ate it, that's what this would taste like. He says, I'm no JD, so I can say you would be able to taste the barbecue. So just think of it as still an aromatic, but barbecue chicken flavored. I think you will enjoy it. Please let me know what you think. Anyway, he says, that's all for now. Please come to Portland, in Christ, Portland Paul and family. And man, I love this too. He also included pipe cleaners for our communal pipe cleaner bucket.
So
our little pipe cleaner bucket that we shame people into donating to occasionally because it has we sell these on the side of it. At Portland Paul was kind enough to do that. So brother man, thank you so much. That's is so awesome. Kind, and we're very grateful
for a limited time only. Get to be able to clean your pipe here at the Country Squire with pipe cleaners from Portland.
That's right. That's right.
Man, I want to go to Portland at some point.
I've never been to Oregon.
Oh, Paul will get us taken care of when we go.
Yep.
This is awesome, man.
Yeah, really kind gift. Yep.
Well, this is gonna be it, man. This is our gateway into the barbecue. I love it.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
Well, look, turkey. This is awesome, guys. This has been such a great Christmas special. Thank y'all so much for this feedback. You know, we want to encourage you. By the way, if you've never done so, head over to iTunes, write this show a review. When you do it, it's a great way to let people know that you enjoyed the show. While you're there, you can check out some other great podcasts as well, like, for example, Pipes Magazine, our good friend Brian Levine.
That's right.
Over there.
That's right.
Does a great show. And actually, in the next couple, I don't know if it's next week or the next, I'm actually on it, which I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going on a Pipes Magazine radio show with Brian.
I think it's hilarious because when it comes down to it, you know, my expertise in the space is more about the tech side, but I'm a known pipe smoker.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's just. We had a lot of fun talking.
That's fantastic, man. I'm so glad.
I'm really looking forward to it.
We love Brian and Ben. Brian, wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that. Hope you're doing great if you're listening.
And speaking of other famous Brians out there, Brian Austin Green, who we gave a pipe to him and also his wife, Megan Fox. Brian was kind enough to allow me to come onto his show last week.
Dude, that's great.
Yeah, so I was a guest on with Brian Austin Green. We talked a very brief moment about the pipe, and a lot of it was we kind of did a bunch of Star Wars stuff and everything. The dude's kind of a Star Wars nerd.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, well, man, we hit it off well. I think it was a fun time. But anyway, so if you're looking for kind of the conclusion of our his and her pipes with Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox, it happens on with Brian Austin Green on their episode. I think it's Bo versus Brian, if I'm not mistaken, is the name of the episode. So be sure to check that out as well. Just making the rounds, man. Just making the podcasting rounds,
dude. I have to say, the glasses that Mark gave me, he actually just sent me a message.
Yeah, yeah.
These are vintage Boodles glasses from the 50s.
No. You know what? I bet he found them in the French Quarter. I bet there is some dude in the French Quarter
that has these. He says he got them on eBay, but it doesn't matter. That is incredible.
The French Quarter is kind of like eBay come to life.
No, it is.
Yeah.
It is, but a lot more sewage.
That is so cool.
Aren't they gorgeous, man? I mean, that is stunning.
Wow.
What an incredible gift, Mark.
Absolutely awesome.
Yeah, they're really cool. Really beautiful.
Well, once again, we want to encourage you to write us a review if you've never done so before on iTunes. Also, you can send in some feedback. You can email the show at countrysquireradio.com. We want to encourage you to do those with your top picks for the best of 2017.
That's right.
And if you're looking for what we're looking for, then head over to Facebook to find that list. You can also find it for those who are supporting us on Patreon, which, by the way, again, supporting us on Patreon is exactly the great reason why we were able to bring you this content, despite the fact that John David is basically dead. This is a Weekend at Bernie's situation, if you haven't been able to figure it out yet. But
it's the nicotine that's just acting as a preservative. It's really the only reason I'm
pump
here.
It in there, and that's how it goes. It's like
that and the Boodles.
If you saw Wolverine,
I'm basically pickled by Boodles.
X-Men Origins Wolverine, that stuff that like they just injected him with. We've injected that into John David Cole. He is Old Man Logan. But anyway, be sure to check us out at countrysquireradio.com where you can find all that information and more. You can also follow us on Twitter throughout the week. You can follow me. I'm at The Real Bo York.
I'm at John David Cole, or you can get us at the shop @_countrysquire.
And again, all that information and more can be found at countrysquireradio.com. Well, man, next week, we won't have a live show.
It'll be Christmas Day.
It will be Christmas Day, but we do have a podcast episode coming out next week. So if you're somebody who tunes in just for the live show or just on YouTube, be sure to check out the podcast this next coming week. We've got an awesome interview with Gentleman Jim, which I figure, you know, it's Christmas. Why not talk to one of the most, it's Santa Claus, big beard. Let's talk to a beard aficionado, right?
Yeah, no, that's
and,
right.
And a profound pipe smoker and somebody who's well known within the community. I'm really excited to put this one up.
I love Jim. He's just got such a great spirit, man. He's a fellow pipe smoker, got a really awesome business that he runs, kind of in addition to his normal everyday job, and man, just does a great job. You'll see him in a lot of shows, around pipe smoking community related things, and You know, folks just know him around, and he's someone we've wanted to have on for a very long time.
Yeah, so excited to put that one out. Look for that next week. But yeah, man, we got sleigh bells ringing and jinging and all that kind of fun stuff. So let's go have a great holiday.
Merry Christmas, Bo.
Merry Christmas to you, brother.
See you, buddy.